I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We'll have the big news of the day coming up, but I wanted to begin the show with something that kept me up late last night. In this age of surveillance, when we get the sense that we're being tracked, whether you think it's on your computer, your phone, or eyes in the sky, it's remarkable to think about someone essentially spying on themselves, committing sensitive information to a recorded medium. I'm talking about Richard Nixon. This week, the final installment of Nixon's Oval Office recordings were released, 340 hours out of a total of 3,000 hours of conversations between Nixon and a bunch of people, Henry Kissinger, other close aides, heads of state including Leonid Brezhnev, even soccer superstar Pelé. Once you start listening, it's all-consuming. Well, maybe it's me. 40 years ago this summer, my mom picked me up at camp, and all the way back home, we listened to the Watergate hearings on the radio. Nixon wasn't on the Hill for those hearings, and listening to this new batch of tapes, we get a better sense of what he was up to that summer of 1973. With Vietnam grinding down and the White House on the ropes with the Watergate scandal, it seems Nixon threw himself into international affairs.
And the key really is in the relationship between Brezhnev and myself. If we decide to work together, we can change the world. That's my attitude as we enter these talks.
That, for example, was the only known recording of Nixon speaking with Soviet Premier Leonid Brezhnev. They were communicating through an interpreter, and Nixon's telling Brezhnev that they can change the world. I'll be honest, you need to follow along with the transcripts with some of these tapes. Nixon's Oval Office taping system didn't always lead to the best sound quality. There is this gem when Pelé came from Brazil to meet with Nixon at the White House. At one point, Nixon asks him if he speaks Spanish. No, says Pelé, Portuguese. And then he adds, letting Nixon off the hook, it's all the same. One of the most gripping sections, though, of this new batch of tapes is this, a conversation between Nixon and then National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger.
The other thing is, with regard to Mao, you know, that is quite significant, actually.
I think that's of enormous significance, Mr.
Nixon had made his historic visit to China the year before. He palled around with Chairman Mao, and in this recording, he and Kissinger were trying to figure out how to court Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai.
If you could get a message to the ambassador here that we think it's very important for Zhou Enlai to come to the UN, or do you want to wait till August?
I've done that, Mr. President.
You have.
I did that. I'm at liberty doing that in response.
Yeah, you see, it's going to look rather strange if I go running to China if he doesn't come here.
No, I've already done that.
How'd you do it?
I said I had already extended an invitation at your suggestion a few months ago.
Yeah, I know, but
I repeated it and I said we can do it in one of two ways. Either to go to the UN, or better yet, just come to Washington on a boot on a...
Now, what he should do is to come to the UN and then drop down here and we'll give him a nice dinner, you know, without the head of state thing, but it'll be, you know, everything except the drill.
Right.
Fascinating stuff. We'll link to the full collection of Nixon tapes at theworld.org. Warning, listening could become addictive.